From this very rapid survey, it should be evident that while the Theravada, Pure Land Buddhism, Zen, and Tibetan Buddhism all emphasize what is secondary in Buddhism at the expense of what is primary, they do not all emphasize the same secondary thing. The way in which the order relates to them will therefore vary, at least initially. Yet, although they emphasize what is of secondary, even of tertiary importance in the Buddhist life, at the expense of what is primary, each school is based, ultimately, on scriptures and other works in which the centrality of the act of going for refuge is made sufficiently clear. It should therefore not be difficult for an open-minded follower of any school to appreciate the importance of that act, at least to an extent. And indeed, there are cases where we actually find this happening. In his essay, The Threefold Refuge, the late Jnanaponika Thera explores the meaning of going for refuge from the standpoint of a liberal Theravadi, besides trying to find a way of reviving the practice of going for refuge as an act of individual commitment to the three jewels, as I and a group of order members and mitras discovered when we studied the essay at Padmaloka in the autumn of 1978. Whether any present-day follower of Pure Land Buddhism emphasizes the centrality of going for refuge to the three jewels, I do not know. But I notice that Renyo, the second founder of the Jodo Shinshu, in his letters repeatedly refers to the fundamental importance of taking refuge in Amitabha. I also gather from personal correspondence that in the Jodo Shinshu there are two levels of ordination, in both of which the ordinand repeats, apparently in Chinese with Japanese pronunciation, the standard threefold refuge-taking formula. In view of the fact that Shakyamuni, the historical Buddha, and Amitabha, the archetypal or even transcendental Buddha, are ultimately identical, and the fact that real going for refuge and the path of dependence on the other power are in principle synonymous, it should therefore not be difficult for followers of the Jodo Shinshu to recognize the absolute centrality for the Buddhist life of the act of going for refuge. Followers of Zen should have no difficulty recognizing it either. I have already quoted Tenshin Anderson's moving confession that, astonishing as this might seem, he had never really noticed that he had taken refuge in the three jewels, and that many Zen students had never even heard about this basic fundamental practice. How then did he come to realize its importance? It was, he tells us, through the teaching and example of Dogen, the founder in Japan of the Soto branch of Zen, the branch to which the American abbot himself belongs. Dogen's last act as he was dying was to circumambulate a pillar on which he had written the words Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, saying as he did so, in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, in your life as you approach death, always, through all births and deaths, always take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. The centrality of the act of going for refuge could hardly be more strikingly affirmed. Tibetan Buddhism can recognize the centrality of going for refuge only if it acknowledges that the latter is not simply a means to the arising of the bodhicitta. And we in fact do find at least one eminent contemporary Lama coming close to such an acknowledgement. In his commentary on the Samadhi Raja Sutra, Thrungu Rinpoche appears to treat forming the Bodhisattva resolve and taking refuge in the three jewels as alternative paths to the development of an extraordinary, as distinct from a mediocre, motivation for Dharma practice. in our attempts to relate to the Theravada and the Jodo Shinshu, Zen and Tibetan Buddhism, we must, therefore, bear in mind that it is possible for each of these schools to come to an appreciation of the importance of going for refuge in the light of its own tradition. This brings me to my third and last principle, with which I shall be dealing more briefly than I have dealt with the principles of ecumenicity and the principle of orthodoxy.